Good morning, everyone, and welcome back to the weekly radio broadcast of Independence Baptist Church. If you've never been able to join us for the broadcast, then let me give you a special welcome. We are located in Forestdale, Missouri at 124 South Main Street. We are a local independent Baptist church, and we meet every Sunday at 10 a.m. for Sunday school, 11 a.m. worship services, and then 3:45 in the afternoon for a prayer meeting, and then 4:30 for worship services. We also meet every Wednesday night at 7 p.m. for a Bible study. Now, if you'd like more information about us, please log on to the website at independencebaptist.org. From the website, you'll be able to listen to some of the sermons and radio broadcast and articles that come from Independence Baptist Church. Now, you can also log into sermonaudio.com/IBC, and from there you'll be able to listen to many of the sermons that are preached from the pulpit at Independence Baptist Church. But this week, let me go ahead and introduce you to Pastor Wayne Reynolds as he brings a message he's titled, A Happy Home.
This morning, I'd like to speak on the subject of a happy home. The book of Ephesians, chapter number 5 and verse 22 through verse 33 states, Wives, submit yourselves unto your own husbands as unto the Lord. For the husband is the head of the wife, even as Christ is the head of the church, and he is the Savior of the body. Therefore, as the church is subject unto Christ, so let the wives be to their own husbands in everything. Husbands, love your wives, even as Christ also loved the church and gave himself for it, that he might sanctify and cleanse it with the washing of water by the word, that he might present it to himself a glorious church, not having spot or wrinkle or any such thing, but that it should be holy and without blemish. So ought men to love their wives as their own bodies. He that loveth his wife loveth himself. For no man ever yet hated his own flesh, but nourisheth and cherisheth it, even as the Lord the church. For we are members of his body, of his flesh, and of his bones. For this cause shall a man leave his father and mother, and shall be joined unto his wife, and they two shall be one flesh. Verse 32 states, This is a great mystery. But I speak concerning Christ and the church. Nevertheless, let every one of you in particular so love his wife even as himself, and the wife see that she reverence her husband. Satan is very, very crafty. Satan never starts out with what he wants, but he always starts out with what we want, working toward that which he wants. This is what he did in the Garden of Eden. Satan did not tempt the woman by stating what he wanted, but he tempted the woman by telling the woman God was bad, and God intended to keep her forever bound or tied to him. Satan told the woman that God was bad, and seemingly proved it to her by encouraging her to think God's command not to eat of the fruit of the forbidden tree was a lie. He told her that eating of the fruit of the forbidden tree would not cause her to die. He plainly said in the book of Genesis chapter number 3 and verse number 4, Ye shall not surely die. Satan told the woman that if she ate the fruit of the forbidden tree, that her eyes would be opened, that she would be as gods, knowing good and evil. Satan absolutely lied to the woman, and his lies have reaped huge benefits to him. Satan is still lying today. He is the prince of evil. The destruction of this nation takes place within the home. Government programs will not help. No government bailout money can replace what moms and dads do to raise their own children. The home is the smallest unit of any civilization. It is actually the very first unit of all civilizations, because the home was started by God in Genesis chapter number 1 and in chapter number 2 before sin ever came into the world. The home may be the smallest unit of every nation, but the home is also what holds nations together. It is hard to believe that the smallest unit, the family, can support this entire nation. But it does. Just as a farmer would plant small grass seeds to stop erosion, so godly homes can stop this nation from eroding away. Listen, the home was first instituted by God before sin ever came into the world. In Genesis 2, in verse number 18 through verse 25, sin happened in Genesis chapter number 3. In Genesis 1:31, God looked on everything that he had made and said it was all very good. He did not say that it was simply good, but God said that it is very good. Now, for God to state that all of his creation is very good is not the same as you or I saying that something that we made is very good. We are full of sin, but God has no sin at all. When God says that all of his creation was very good, he means it is absolutely, totally perfect, that there's no sin at all of his creation. God is absolutely perfect. And since in the beginning he said that all of his creation is perfect, it must have been very good indeed. Satan knows how to hurt us. Satan knows the work of God's creation. And Satan has hit all across this land with a terrible blow. Think of this. Satan absolutely, totally and completely hates marriage, especially the marriage of believers who love and adore each other and always put God and his will ahead of their own. Satan hates this. He is the prince of devils. Satan is the prince of liars. Satan hates everything that God ordains as being very good. You see, Satan knows that husbands and wives will have children, and Satan knows that they're going to raise those children in the nurture and admonition of the Lord, and Satan hates that. Satan hates a happy home. He hates it when people go to church and people worship God in the right way. Satan despises that. And Satan will do all that he can to stop it. In the Garden of Eden, this was a perfect place that God created himself. This is the place where the first home was located. And it was also the place where Satan tricked the woman into following his extremely bad advice. It was in the Garden of Eden that Adam decided to follow his wife instead of following the clear commands of God. It was in the Garden of Eden that the human race was cast into eternal sin and destruction. Satan has not changed in the very least. He is still tempting people to follow him instead of following the clear teachings of the Word of God. This is where the basic destruction is taking place. It is in the home. Satan desires people to shack up together with no thought of marriage at all. Satan loves it when married people look with lust at one another. And he loves it all the more when families are broken apart. Husbands and wives divorcing each other. Divorce is never caused by God. It is always caused by Satan. Satan loves it when parents of children divorce and when they send their children who knows where. Satan loves it when husbands think more of their jobs than they do their own families. Satan loves it when wives think more of their jobs than their own family, than their own children. Satan loves it when children think mom and dad are oppressing them. Satan just loves all of this confusion and turmoil. Satan loves it when the divorce rate is higher than 50%. Satan loves all this confusion and everything that goes along with the dysfunctional homes in the United States and in the world. Listen, does Satan love the confusion in your home? Of course he does. Of course. The subject of the passage we have read in Ephesians 5, verse 22 through 33, is not the home. But according to Ephesians 5 and verse 32, the subject is the church of the Lord Jesus Christ. You see, the Apostle Paul uses the home as a model of what the true church of the Lord Jesus Christ should be. Today, Satan has caused the home to be greatly decayed. It should be no surprise that the true church of the Lord Jesus Christ is also being decayed. The subject this morning, though, is a happy home. Paul states that having a happy home starts with you. It doesn't start with your spouse. It doesn't start with your children, but having a happy home starts with you. A happy home is not when your spouse gets it all together, or when your children get it all together, or if you are a child, when your parents get it all together. No. Having a happy home starts with you. You must be right before a most holy and true God, before you or anybody else in your entire family can even be expected to be right. You are the best example your family will ever see. So it is you we're talking about, not somebody else. I think that every person must work very hard at being right before God. Therefore, when you really work hard to please God, you won't have time to think about what the other person should be doing. I believe that if every person would work very hard to be right, they would not have time to worry about what the other person is doing. We must have a right relationship with Christ in salvation and in service in order to accomplish this thing. We must be right before God. We must let Him save us. If you're lost today, I pray that the Lord would save your unworthy soul. But if you're saved today, then today is the day that you need to be right before Almighty God. And you need to be right in service toward Him.
We pray that this message has been an encouragement for you. You know, a happy home is something that so many people want, but so many people don't have. And it tends to be because we don't put our lives in Christ's hands. We don't follow Him. We don't serve Him. We don't do it the way He's laid things out. We want to do it our way. And we just don't realize that if we do it the way He's laid it out, we'd be so much happier. Sometimes it may not seem like it, but if we would follow Him, He will give us peace in all the situations we find ourselves in. Well, I can tell from the clock that our time for this week is up, but we do thank you for listening, and we ask that you be able to join us again next Sunday at 8 a.m. for another message from God's Holy Word.